Well, thank you very much to our readers. Do leave your Bibles open, because I think the adults would certainly like to follow what I'm saying in the Bible. Now, I want to start with a question for the girls and boys, all sitting down here. I want to ask you this, and I want you to put your hand up if you think you've been successful and you've done good things at home and at school this last week. If you're like that, girls and boys, will you put your hand up if you think you've been successful this last week? Some of you do. How many of you are unsure? A few more of you there. How many of you know you haven't been good and haven't been very successful this last week? Well, I'm surprised. Only one or two hands. Well, let's try the adults. How many of you adults would call yourselves successful? Put a hand up if you think you're successful. How many of you think you aren't successful? Scattering hands there. How many of you think you're somewhere in the middle? That seems to be most people. Yes, sir. Some say yes, some no. And there are many in the middle when it comes to thinking about success. Now, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine this morning. This is Billy Balloon. Actually, he's Italian. And he is Signor Billy Baloney, just so I could get it right. And Billy Baloney lives in a big house near All Souls at Langham Place when he's in London. But he has a house in one or two other countries. He has an estate in Scotland and also one in Berkshire. Now, Billy Baloney is quite young. He's only 42. And one day, he's walking down Regent Street just before Christmas. And he's looking at the Christmas lights and enjoying them. He's doing some shopping as well. And he suddenly has a terrible pain in his heart. And he drops dead on the pavement. Before the ambulance can get to him outside Liberty's, he's dead. And there's no point in taking him up to St. Mary's Paddington. Billy Baloney had a great lifestyle. He had everything money could buy. He was a brilliant businessman. He was very, very successful. But will you listen, girls and boys, to what God said about Billy Baloney's life? Verses 20 and 21. But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get all that you've prepared for yourself?" And Jesus went on and said this. Now listen very carefully, because this is a bit about success. This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God. Let's trace the story of Billy Baloney through this parable. And I want to ask my three helpers to come and help me right at the start by unwrapping one or two presents. Now if I could have Rico and Diane and Steve and Noel, I think we'll have as well. Actually, amazingly, this present has Noel's name on it. It says Noel for some reason. There's one for Diane coming across. If you could all start unwrapping those. Can't imagine what that is, Rico. Thank you very much. If you'll be fairly quick unwrapping, we don't want to be here all day. Rico, just come to the front here so we can just show everybody what you've got. Here's Rico with a rugby ball. And actually, you may not know this, those of you in the congregation, but every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon, Rico is to be found playing with a rugby ball. It's always very exciting for him, and it's amazing what keeps little boys entertained. Happy Christmas. Now, Diane, what have you got there? Now, that isn't something, is it, which I don't think Steve Wookie would use or Richard Buse. What is that? How do you open it?
It's lipstick. Lipstick,
John. Oh, how wonderful. I mean, you'll be able to use that to make sure that Irish smile is even more radiant in the new year. Brilliant.
My colour.
Now, Noel, what have you got there?
Well, for a sweet tooth.
How brilliant. Just look at that. I'm sure the girls and boys don't like these. Only adults like this. Skittles, Maltesers, Twix, Milky Way, Opal Fruits, Mars Bars. How terrific.
Can I really keep it?
You may keep it. Rico can't swap. Now, Steve, what have you got there?
Well, I've got some talcum powder, which has been named after you, John.
Pagan Man Talc Shaker. How extraordinary. Yes, sir. that certainly means that Steve will smell even nicer, so Gillian will love him more and more. There you are, Steve. Right, Noel can go and sit down. I'll get the others to put their presents down. And if they could grab some bits of paper ready, please. I want to take you through three mistakes which my friend here, Billy Baloney, made in his life. And mistake number one, which should appear any moment up here, is that Billy Baloney was somebody who mistook his body for his soul. Let's go back in a bit further. Go in front. Billy Baloney was somebody who mistook his body for his soul. Now if you could just come stand behind me now so I can see what's happening below. That's very helpful, thank you very much. You see, the things which I gave to Noel and to Diane and Steve and Rika, they're all things which can be used in some sense for body. And there's nothing wrong, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, with things for our bodies. God has given us lots of good things to enjoy and to use. But it's very wrong and very sad when we become wrapped up with things and we think nothing about God and we forget him completely. Can any of the girls and boys remember from the story, what did the man in the story do? What was he doing? In the story which is read just before I stood up here, he was building something. What was he building? Not an ark, no. JJ. Barn, thank you very much. He was building a barn. So this is what he said to himself. You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. You see, Billy Baloney's problem is that he forgot about God, and he lived as if this world was all that there was. He thought all he saw was all that there was, and he left God totally out of the picture. Now, it's very easy, isn't it, at Christmas time, to leave God out of the picture. Hundreds of thousands of people, they eat, they drink, and they're merry. But they forget completely about God and the meaning of Christmas. You see, life, girls and boys, has a spiritual side to it. We can be friends of God. Adults here, we're made to know God, to be a friend of his. And Billy Baloney, our Italian industrialist, his big mistake was that he mistook his body for his soul. He only thought in terms of his body. And you know, it's very sad. It's a mistake we can make whether we're 6 or 60 or 40 or 25. We can all make that mistake. Now, I want some help now from all of you, the children and the adults. And I'm going to say, and God said to Billy Baloney, you fool. And when I say God said to Billy Baloney, I want you to all shout out, you fool. Let's try that, shall we? And God said to Billy Baloney, right. We're now going to do that again because Billy Baloney's big mistake, as we can see, is he mistook his body for his soul. He thought only about this life, his body. Now, there's going to be a bit of a surprise for some of you who are a bit old and don't like loud noises, and children might like to put your fingers in your ear. But I'm going to say those words again. And God said to Billy Baloney, you fool. Billy Baloney made a big mistake. It was a fatal mistake. And my other help was about to get me another Billy Baloney. The second mistake, which is just appearing behind me now, is that Billy Baloney mistook time for eternity. He mistook time for eternity. It was Winston Churchill, one of our great leaders, who said jokingly, there may very well be two worlds, but I prefer to take them one at a time. Now, Billy Baloney, he's a very sad man in some ways because he has lots of plans. He had plans, as JJ reminded us, to be building more and more barns to store his crops and his goods. He thought he had lots of years ahead of him. He wanted to keep on buying more farms. He wanted to do some asset stripping. He wanted, in fact, to launch a few of his companies on the stock exchange, float them. And he certainly, if he was alive today, would have wanted to buy out Warburg and Morgan Stanley. and his eyes, Philip Berlone's eyes, were only on this life. That's all he was thinking about. If I get reading to hold Billy Berlone for one moment. Let me show you all a poster. It's a really sad poster by a bank, Barclays Bank. It says, "Happy Ever After," and it says, "And all because they both took out a Barclays personal pension before April 5th, 1990. Happy Ever After." Now that's how lots of people think, isn't it? They think as long as they've sorted out their money, their pension for life, they're going to be okay. And yet that's a tragic mistake. That was Billy Berlone's mistake. He was just living in the present. God had gone out of the window. I guess he'd have said he believed in God, but God was on the back burner. Perhaps for a person who thought God was okay for wife and children, but certainly not for him. But let me change direction a little bit. What were you doing, Sunday school members, yesterday? What was happening for you? Yes. You had a Christmas party, didn't you, downstairs in the Waldegrave Hall. And let's take an example. You may think that Christmas is all about sort of eating and drinking and just singing, and you forget totally about God. A lot of people think that they can ignore God and pretend he isn't really there. So it's a bit like sort of scattering your toys around a room at home, as if there's going to be no clearing up before you go to bed, or getting muddy in the park, and forgetting that there's a bath to come, and Mum may not be too pleased. You see, it's easy for all of us to ignore God, to forget him like Billy Berlone did. You see, Christmas is a time when we should be remembering the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The problem is there's so much going on in the here and now. I wonder what sort of presents people are hoping for this Christmas. Somebody shout out for things which are in the shops. What might you like? Yes. A real cricket. So that's a good one, isn't it? I know lots of people like cricket. JJ, you all got a hand up? A real football. I know lots of boys love football. And perhaps for the girls, people like things like Barbie dolls or Power Rangers for the boys. And I'm told, actually I've seen one or two of them already, the Lion King lunchboxes, which really are the rage. And there's also things like Thomas the Tank Engine. You see, yes, but girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, we are to enjoy life. But one day, there's going to be an even better life because we're going to go and be with Jesus in heaven if we're friends of his. And we'll be with him forever. But Billy Berlone missed out because he mistook, it says here, time for eternity. He only had his eyes on this life. And let's go back to what we were doing before. God said to Billy Berlone, couldn't hear it. Let's do it again. And God said to Billy Berlone, and Billy Berlone's life ended. But then there's a third mistake as well. Let's go on to that. Because Billy Berlone mistook himself for God. Do you know that the word I, in those few verses, six times, Billy Berlone says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And he says, I'm going to put my things here. This is what I'm going to do. Now, let me have one volunteer come and help me out here. Who would like to help me? I want somebody who hasn't done anything yet. Yes, could you come out here? Just one of you, I think. Now, could you stand on this chair for me? Right. You may want to hold on to my hand. Now, if you step in the middle, it'd be a bit safer, I think. Thank you very much. Now, here's a wonderful crown. It's a bit big for you. It's a bit small for me. But there you are. Now, here is somebody who's dressed as a queen. And if a man was wearing it, he'd be dressed as a king. And you know what we often do, don't you? We very often, don't we? We put the crown on our own head and we push God out of the picture and we push our friends out of the picture. And that's really very sad. That first song we sang today was Good Tidings We Bring of Jesus, Your King. Great, thank you. Do you want to get down there? And I'll have the crown back. Thank you. You see, it's the Lord Almighty, it's Jesus who is the King, and it's he who calls the tune. And we're so stupid if we think that we're the King of the world, because in fact God is, and Jesus is King. And it's him who calls the tune ultimately. Look at verse 20, will you? But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. You see, it is God who will one day demand our life from us. And Jesus goes on with a question, then who will get what you prepared for yourself? You see, if we make ourselves king, God will say to us, as he said to Billy Baloney, what did he say? God said to Billy Baloney,
"You fool."
Let's hear it again. God said to Billy Baloney, three enormous mistakes. Billy Baloney mistook his body for his soul. He thought life was just about things. He forgot he was made to be a friend of God. He mistook time for eternity. He thought this life was all there was, and he forgot that he was heading to heaven. And he mistook himself for God. He put himself at the centre of a story of his life. Will you look at verse 21, all of you? It says this, "This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God." Now that's all that's left of Billy Baloney. Billy Baloney, his life has ended. He's stopped. There's no more time for Billy Baloney. But you and I in church this morning are very lucky, because we still have more time. It's so sad, isn't it, if we're wrapped up in ourselves, just thinking about our bodies, just thinking about the present time, just thinking about ourselves. I wonder if there's somebody, perhaps in church this morning, perhaps somebody who's very young, perhaps somebody who's much older, who feels that they've been ignoring God, they've left him out of the picture, and you've been making exactly the same mistakes as Billy Baloney. Do you want to put those down now? Sit down, thank you. Getting tired. I want to end with some really wonderful news. In one of those readings, we were reminded of the wonderful news which was brought to those shepherds. And the angel said to those shepherds, "I have good news of great joy. A saviour has been born to you." And a saviour is somebody who rescues us when we can't help ourselves. Now, what was that baby who was born called? Well, let's ask somebody else who hasn't. Anybody else know, any of the children know what the child was called who was born? Yes. Jesus. Thank you very much. The baby was called Jesus. Now what does the name Jesus mean? Does anybody know? Yes. It doesn't quite mean that, but you're close. And it literally means, yes, rescue. Yes, or he'll save us from our sins. You're both very close. It's a very hard question, I know. This is what the angel said to Joseph. You ought to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Do you know what we're celebrating this Christmas, everybody? We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And Jesus was born to die. He was born to die for you and I. There's a wonderful verse in the Old Testament talking about Jesus' life. And it says this, "We all like sheep have gone astray. We've wandered away and done our own thing. But the Lord has laid on him," that's Jesus, "the sin of us all." Will you all be very quiet? Let's look at this, girls and boys. Let my left hand be perhaps you or me. And the problem is, they're the wrong things in our lives. And God seems a long way off. And it's as if the light of God can't get through to our lives. Let my right hand be the Lord Jesus. Now listen very carefully to the verse. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him," that's Jesus, "the sin of us all." Where's my sin now? Where's your sin? Who's it on? On God. It's on Jesus. That's right. That's how much God loves you. But he's willing himself to pay the price of our sin. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. That means we can say sorry for the things we've done wrong, for mistaking ourselves for God, time for eternity, and our bodies, putting them in the first place, and forgetting that in fact there's more to life than just our bodies. Perhaps it's good, isn't it, that as we come to Christmas, we remember why Jesus came to rescue each of us, whether we're older or whether we're younger. Let me end with a little prayer for us. So let's be very quiet. Will the children please put their hands together? We've been thinking about Billy Baloney, and his life ended before he expected. And there he was, he's just thinking about his body, just thinking about this life, just thinking about himself. And God said to Billy, "You fool." And perhaps we need to say sorry for not making time for God and doing wrong things. Father, thank you that we can come to you and say sorry for ignoring you, for so often living our lives of ourselves right at the centre. And we ask that we might be men and women and girls and boys who turn to Jesus, the Saviour. And Lord, there may be one or two of us here today who've never done that before. We want to say sorry for the wrong things we've done. We want to thank you for sending Jesus to be our Saviour, to die in our place. And Lord, perhaps one or two of us today who don't yet know Jesus want to ask him to come and be our friend. And we want to live our lives with him. So we ask him to walk with us. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.